The news you need.
News Radio 610 WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Streaming live 24/7 at WIOD.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Randy Lance. Here are some of the stories we're following. With tests indicating the new cap has stopped the oil leak in the Gulf, BP is hoping to keep the cap in place. We'll have the latest details coming up, but first, let's check in with Terry Griffin at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel Casino Traffic Center.
Thanks, Randy. Not looking too bad at all in South Florida. You do have some construction that might slow you down. The 112 eastbound after Okeechobee, a left lane is blocked. Broward County looking very good this afternoon. Overseas Highway, Monroe County northbound, mile marker 84 in Isla Mirada. You do have an accident and police on the scene. Next update at 12:30. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610 WIOD, 24-hour traffic.
Quiet weather expected around Miami again today. Lots of sunshine, a little breezy. The high will land near 90 and only a 30% chance for afternoon showers and storms. Tomorrow, a 50-50 shot for showers and storms, upper 80s. I'm Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WIOD.
Yeah, taking a live look at Doppler 610. A few showers starting to move onshore, especially around downtown Miami, making their way out towards MIA. Currently 90 degrees in Margate, 86 in the Gables. News Radio 610 WIOD covers South Florida after Fox News covers the world. It's 12 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lucera. So far, so good, but BP keeping it a close eye on the now capped Gulf oil spill.
So far, it seems to be working. The new cap put in place on Thursday, still holding back the gushing gallons of oil from spilling into the Gulf. BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttles.
The well remains shut in. The pressure does continue to build slowly at between 1 and 2 psi per hour.
Engineers decided to extend tests of the cap for an extra day. Pressure readings still lower than expected, but Suttle says BP and the government reviewing it all minute by minute.
Fox Radio's Jessica Stone. A state park near Seattle remains closed after a Saturday night shooting spree that left two men dead and four wounded.
A nice night. A lot of people at the park. Very chaotic scene.
Sergeant John Urquhart saying six people were arrested after the shooting. The park will likely remain closed all day while detectives collect evidence. In Iraq, two bomb attacks killing at least 48 people, the blast targeting members of a government-backed anti-Al-Qaeda militia. A bomb blast at a Shiite mosque in eastern Pakistan, wounding several. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the country, but she's hundreds of miles away. Three civilians killed in the Afghan capital of Kabul when a suicide bomber strikes a busy market. The attack just 2 days ahead of an international conference hosting representatives from 60 countries. The Midwest dealing with some hotter than normal temperatures.
The worst part of this is in across the Central Plains. Still dealing with this. It's going to feel like 115 with the humidity in across areas of Kansas and Oklahoma, around 108 across areas, kind of that broader central part of the country. And this heat is with us all week long.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, with parts of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic also dealing with hot weather today, with temps expected above 90. The Leonardo DiCaprio film Inception taking the top spot of the box office this weekend, opening with $60.4 million. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
It's 12:03 back locally. A South Florida boy rushed to the hospital after being shot inside of his own home. It happened at an apartment on Southwest 67th Avenue in Miami. Police say the boy's mother was showing a gun to a friend and the gun went off, hitting the 11-year-old boy in the leg. Now, the boy was taken to Jackson Memorial and is expected to be okay. No charges are expected to be filed. A Broward County church van crashing on the turnpike, killing one woman and injuring 16 others. The van crashed near Yeehaw Junction in Osceola County as the occupants returned from Universal. Florida Highway Patrol investigators say the driver apparently lost control, causing the van to flip and hit a guardrail. A 68-year-old passenger, Paulette Noel, died at the scene. The driver and two passengers were seriously hurt. Officials have declared Hallandale Beach safe again for swimming after closing due to high levels of bacteria. Water samples collected from the beach have now passed safety standards, according to the Broward County Health Department. The department issued an advisory on Friday that water samples collected from the beach at Hallandale Beach Boulevard and A1A didn't meet safety requirements. Well, Congressman Kendrick Meek says his opponent, billionaire Jeff Green, is trying to buy the nomination. Green says Meek is a career politician, both addressing 1,300 activists at the Florida Democratic Party's annual Jefferson Jackson dinner last night. Summer Groove has been raising money for local youth programs for the past 14 years at the helm. Miami Heat star Alonzo Mourning, who stopped by the studio Thursday morning with teammate D-Wade to talk to Jimmy Cephalo. Zoe says it's important for those who can reach out to help the kids.
Wade's World Foundation, as well as Alonzo Mourning Charities, you know, we both are two organizations that focus on providing educational opportunities for young people. And providing these opportunities, we realize that, you know, kids have the ability, but many of them just don't have the resources.
Since its start, Summer Groove has raised raised over $7 million for Youth Initiatives. The five-day event wraps up today. Next update at 12:30. I'm Randy Lantz, News Radio 610 WIOD.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Condo Craze and HOAs is intended as a resource guide for education, information, and entertainment purposes and is not intended to supply specific legal advice. The information that you hear should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a professional attorney. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based on advertising or the information you hear today.
Condo Craze and HOA, sponsored by attorney Eric Glazer, founder of Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm helping associations and owners throughout the state of Florida, north, south, east, west. We got the whole state covered here. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, give us a call at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610, if you're an AT&T wireless customer, or you can email us, condocraze@wiod.com. And make sure you check out the show's new website, condocrazeandhoas.com. Learn about the show, write in your questions and comments. You can listen to all our past shows. We got a kind of a podcast thing set up there. And click on the Facebook link and join in on the mini discussions of all the stuff. And I say stuff that we stir up here every week. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorney Eric Glazer and Chris. Wait a minute. Who's that? That's not Christy.
No, definitely does not look like
Christy. I mean, I know I was on vacation. I got a little too much sun, and I drank a little too much rum trying to make my skin stop burning, but that's not Christy.
No, and no, you're not drunk, and you're not hungover. That's not Christy. Meet attorney Scott Shapiro, another one of our attorneys at Glazer & Associates, who's now been with the firm for 4 years. Good morning there, Mr. Shapiro.
Hello.
Hey, no offense. I mean, you could be Perry Mason or Matlock for all I care, but I'd still rather be staring at Christy across the desk here than you. I mean, I'm sure you'd understand.
Yeah, no offense. You know, okay. Your sunburned belly wasn't exactly the highlight of my weekend either.
Well, Scott's here today because Scott handles most of the cases in our office that involve pets in condominiums and pets being in violation of the rules or the declaration of condominium. And because today we have with us another special guest in the studio with us, and that's Maida Genzer. And she's the president of an organization called Citizens for Pets in Condos. And their website is www.petsincondos.org. And their homepage says that they educate the public on the health benefits of animal companionship and about responsible pet ownership in order to increase acceptance of companion animals in common interest ownership communities. They say that we believe the association rules should concentrate on irresponsible pet owners, which would allow a win-win situation for responsible animal guardians and animals who would otherwise be needlessly euthanized. Welcome, Mrs. Genzer.
Thank you so much for having me on your program, Eric. I really appreciate the opportunity to let people know about our organization. And if people have more questions after the show, I can be reached through our website, petsincondos.org. There's a lot of information on the website.
Well, I can tell you, as Scott can also tell you, there's probably not a more litigated and emotional issues in condominiums than pet issues. When people are challenged about possibly losing their pet, I got to tell you, they're normally willing to roll the dice, take their chances in court or arbitration, And I got to tell you, even risk a lot of money for the right to keep their pet. What is it about pets that cause people to actually risk having to move out from their own home and pay thousands of dollars to keep up a fight against their association?
I think it's because people just love their animals so much. Animals provide unconditional love, which is hard to get anywhere else,
well,
not even from a spouse or another family
really,
member.
Really,
really. You know, dogs and cats don't fight back. 63% of U.S. households have at least one companion animal, which is a little bit different than what you see down here. In the general population, people consider pets part of the family. They even sometimes take them to work. They take them on vacation. They bring them in their homes. They bring them in bed with them.
Right.
It may be a difference in age.
Right,
you
gotcha.
Know, and
so it may be better to have a pet than a spouse. Scott, you might want to write that down. Keep here. Some good advice here today.
I'm sorry, no comment.
Well, I'll tell you, and I'll let Scott tell you, that sometimes, you know, the emotion involving pet cases, it's not only shared by the litigants in the fight, which is normally the association and the unit owner, but it can even be shared with the judge that's actually hearing the case. And Scott actually has a good story in that regard.
Yeah, that's really funny, Eric. For about the past 2.5 years, we've actually litigated a pet case in Miami-Dade County. It went through just about every bureaucracy you can with HUD, the Equal Opportunity Office, arbitration in Tallahassee. We even had a full-blown trial before the Florida Department of Administrative Hearings. This association spent tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees. Sometimes the defendant was going pro se, but she's had attorneys also in the past. Finally, once we went through all the bureaucracies, we went to the final hearing in a court of law in Miami-Dade County. And what happens? The judge recuses herself because she was just too emotional to rule on the issue.
Right.
We actually obtained the judgment against the defendant in this case quite recently from another judge after it was reassigned following the first judge's recusal.
Yeah, I got to tell you, when Scott got back from court that day and told me what happened, you know, that a judge actually recused herself from issuing this final order, which would have kicked out this owner's dog because she was too emotional, kind of took me by surprise because she was too emotional to kick out this pet, but probably earlier in the day she signed maybe 30 to 50 orders of final judgments of foreclosure, kicking families out of the house. So families, you know, might have been okay to kick out, but for some reason she was too emotional.
Wait a minute. Did anybody else just see the light bulb go off over my head?
Enlighten us, Jerry.
Well, maybe we just figured something out here. Maybe something has come to light. If we want to stop the foreclosure crisis, just put a dog in every home and the judges won't kick them out.
You know what?
Or at least that judge won't.
That's brilliant. You're a brilliant guy. You know that?
Hey,
you might have just figured something out, right?
For a guy without an Esquire after his name, I do okay.
You got all these scholars thinking about how to solve the foreclosure crisis,
yeah,
and Jerry comes
buy
up
a dog.
With, buy a dog. You see that? Good thinking. Way to go, Jerry. Well, does it surprise you that, again, even a judge may feel too emotional about forbidding an animal from a condominium unit?
I'm a little surprised. I don't think that happens enough. My impression is that most judges aren't really informed about the new HUD regulations. Judges and even state arbitrators should really read up on fair housing law. It changed in October of 2008. Basically, emotional support animals do not to be trained to do a specific task to help people with a disability, and any medical or mental health professional can document the need for an emotional support animal, not just psychiatrists.
Yeah.
The local agencies that administer HUD regulations do follow the HUD regulations.
Right.
And places like the Office of Equal Opportunity in Palm Beach and the Civil Rights Division in Broward.
Gotcha. Well, I can tell you, again, probably the most litigated issue in all of condo law is about pets. But I think we got our first caller of the day.
Yeah, let's go to the phones real quick before we go to break. It's Don calling from Margate. Hi, Don. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
I'm not sure this is working.
Yeah, my question may lead into three of them. The first part of it is, can a condo board issue a special assessment to the owners without going out for bids on what they think needs to be done, so they have an idea what it's going to cost? Or can they just say, oops, I think it's going to cost this much?
No, the proper way to do it is obviously to have some sort of a clue what you're about to get into. In other words, bid the job out, or at least have experts come and look at the job. Maybe you don't have to go through the whole bidding process and preparing a bidding package, but certainly you should get a roundabout number so the board knows, has some parameters about what type of special assessment they're going to pass. They certainly should know that in advance, no two ways about it. Okay. I mean, they could be, you know, depending upon the type of job, you can be hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more, off, which could really throw off the numbers in the, you know, when all is said and done.
Well, they're talking about a $500,000 special assessment.
Right. Yeah, for that type of money, yeah, have more of a firm figure. Get some bids first.
But they're saying they're going to not. It's a special assessment, but it's going to be rolled into our quarterly maintenance. It's not going to be assessed until after the first of the year, and then it's going to go into our quarterly maintenance. Is that legal?
Well, then really, what they're doing is they're passing a budget, which kind of includes these anticipated expenses. It's not really a special assessment at all if it goes into your maintenance.
Okay, so that answers that. And can a condo board actually borrow money like that and make it roll? They're talking about a 5-year assessment.
Can a board? Now that's a great question. I got to tell you, in all this time that we've been doing the show, I think Don, you might be the first person to actually ask the question whether or not boards can borrow money. I can tell you that subsequent to a hurricane event or which there's a natural disaster, if a natural disaster is in fact declared, the statute does, in fact, allow the board to borrow money, and that's all the authority they need is the statute. Banks typically like to get an opinion letter from the attorney for the association stating that the association does, in fact, have the right to borrow money, and normally attorneys rely on the catch-all language in the bylaws, which say that boards can do anything and everything basically necessary to keep the condominium going in the best interest of the association, and attorneys interpret that clause to mean that they have the right to borrow money, unless the documents specifically say they don't have the right to borrow money.
Okay.
Okay?
You've answered my question.
No problem. We thank you for the call, Don.
Oh, thank you. You have a good day.
You got
Thanks
it.
A lot, Don.
Thank you. Bye.
We'll take a break and come back and take more of your calls. 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610. If you're an AT&T wireless customer, that gets you right through to Condo Craze and HOAs.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Now more than ever during these troubled times, people in this community need your help. Together with the Salvation Army, you can help these people by donating your old car or boat and receive a tax deduction. You don't have to do anything but call or go online, and the Salvation Army will pick up your vehicle free of charge. It'll finally be out of your driveway and in the hands of someone who really needs it. Donate your old car or boat to the Salvation Army today. To schedule a pickup, click online, fortlauderdale.shruck.org, or call 954-463-2022.
I'm Jimmy Cefalo for Anesthesia Pain Care Consultants. Hey, you've been living with chronic pain for a long time. You've got arthritis, spinal stenosis, sciatica. Why live with pain any longer? Anesthesia Pain Care Consultants in Broward County has been treating patients in pain since 1996. Dr. Fox, Dr. Ozaktai, both wonderful physicians who have this specialty that's incredible. So my suggestion, if you've got that kind of pain, see them. 954-720-3188 for Anesthesia Pain Care Consultant.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe with some important information about the big tire sale.
Well, that about sums it up, really. It's a tire sale, and it's big.
Buy 4 Goodyear, Continental, Hankook, Yokohama, or Pirelli tires. Get a $100 cash rebate, plus free lifetime tire rotation. You forgot to mention that, Mike.
Well, that's why you're here.
Thank you.
It's the big tire sale at your Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers.
See participating dealership or visit GenuineService.com for mail-in rebate and details through 83110.
Crumbling concrete, peeling paint, waterproofing problems?
No problem. If you're a building owner or management company, finding solutions to your problems doesn't have to be painful or costly. Promax Restoration and Paint. Whether it's a perimeter wall or parking garage, balcony or pool deck, structural repair, waterproofing, and painting is their specialty. It has been since 1994. At Promax Restoration and Paint, they've seen and successfully repaired and painted just about everything when it comes to high-rise, mid-rise, townhomes, buildings of any shape and size. Yes, their clients have included Marriott, Hilton, Doral, and many luxury condos. But it doesn't mean that Promax Restoration and Paint is expensive. These clients have chosen Promax for their experience and quality workmanship, but also for their ability to offer very competitive pricing. So see their work and see what they can do for you at restorationandpaint.com. Promax Restoration and Paint. 800-624-9371. That's 800-624-9371.
Twin Maine Lobsters, only $19.95. Hi, I'm Jack Studiali, and my family owns Tropical Acres Steakhouse. This month, we're offering our Twin Maine Lobsters for only $19.95, Monday through Friday, all evening. Treat yourself to the long-awaited return of our popular Maine Lobster Special. 2 1-pound Maine Lobsters, only $19.95. Come on over to experience the secret of our success, and let us thank you for over 60 years in business. Tropical Acres Steakhouse, on Griffin Road, half a mile west of I-95. Visit TropicalAcres.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
It's 1221. Welcome back. It's Condo Craze and HOAs. We are taking your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397. If you're an AT&T wireless customer, we make it so easy for you. Simply dial star 610, or if you're shy, you can always email the show at condocraze@wiod.com.
All right, we are back with Mader Genzer. Again, she's the president of Citizens for Pets in Condos. And Mader, let's talk specifically about what it is that your organization stands for and what you guys are trying to accomplish. And again, your website says you want to increase acceptance of companion animals in common interest ownership communities, and that you believe that association rules should concentrate not so much on the pets, but irresponsible pet owners. And that, again, would allow a win-win situation for everybody and would prevent animals from being needlessly euthanized. But let me ask you this. Why such an extreme position? Why would the animal necessarily be euthanized just because they can't move into a condominium?
I don't consider it extreme. It's the truth. There's a crisis in pet overpopulation. I think people would be horrified if they realize how many animals do get put to sleep. If someone gets asked to remove their animal, especially a cat or a larger dog, most likely that animal is going to die. That's just what happens. There is not enough room in the shelters. There are some no-kill shelters, but they're filled to the max, and it's hard to get into them.
Right. And by the way, when you say that the term companion animals that should be allowed to live in condominiums, you know, basically without exception, is that limited to dogs and cats or fish, or what type of animals is your organization promoting? You know, are there any limits on the type of animals that you would allow? And what about the rights to have more than one companion animal? Will an owner be allowed to have 2, 3, 4, 5 pets?
Okay. We really work to get commonly accepted animals included. Dogs and cats, obviously, but also birds. I would even consider hamsters, gerbils, ferrets, rabbits. Any animal that people consider a common household pet in the rest of the country. We do not campaign for wild or exotic animals, snakes and lizards.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're not going to go that far. Let some other organization do that.
Oh, I got you. All right. So you're not necessarily out there promoting the right to have boa constrictors in your condominium unit. Just want
right.
to make sure.
And as far as the number of animals, cities and counties usually have pet regulations on how many animals are allowed in a home. I think that 2 animals is okay, 3 if they're small animals. When there's more than one animal, it actually helps to minimize pet nuisance issues.
Now, you're saying when there's 2 animals in a unit, kind of the pets keep each other busy?
Right, especially if, you know, if the owner has to go. Nobody stays home all the time unless they're an invalid. You go out to the doctors, you go to the grocery store. Right. Go out for some entertainment, so the animals aren't don't have the human around all the time. We are against hoarding of animals, and that's considered a kind of psychiatric disorder.
Right. Well, let me raise an issue that's been somewhat even controversial in our own office and certainly with a lot of municipalities within both Dade and Broward. What about pit bulls? You know, does your organization feel that the association should have a right to at least say, all right, we'll allow dogs, but we're just not going to allow the pit bull breed? Again, okay. Like some municipalities have already done, like Miami Beach, I believe.
Okay. I will personally take a stand against specific breed legislation. Pit bulls, I think, get a bad rap. The media helps to perpetuate that. We have a pit bull in the family. My stepson has a pit bull, and it's a very nice dog. If a dog is raised right, if it's treated well, and the owner takes responsibility, it should not be a problem. Now, I understand there are concerns, but actually, if you look at statistics of dog bites, there are more dog bites from golden retrievers than from pit bulls. I have no problem if, first of all, I think that all dogs should be required to pass some kind of certification that they have good canine citizenship. I believe in training of animals.
Citizenship and for dogs? I think they have that in Arizona now.
Or they're trying to.
Right.
Okay, and if someone is concerned about a particular dog, I see no reason asking for a statement from a vet or another animal expert saying that dog is calm, has a good disposition, and that the person can handle the dog.
Okay, so it's not an absolute right. A condominium should certainly have at least minimum guidelines that they can establish. In other words, if they ask you to come up with pictures of the dog, if they ask you to come up with proof that the dog has its proper vaccination and otherwise has a good temperament, your organization wouldn't be in favor of those types of reasonable rules in a condo.
Oh, right. We are totally for reasonable rules, and we have some samples of reasonable pet guidelines on our webpage.
Right. Well, here's where it gets, I guess, a little complicated.
So dogs don't bite people, owners do.
Exactly, right. Second Amendment issue there. Now, I like dogs and cats as much as the next guy. I really do. But I also understand there are simply people out there who don't. Not everybody agrees. And maybe they have a fear of dogs or cats, or they think they're dirty, or, you know, whatever it is. And it's still a fear that they have. Now, suppose one of these people deliberately moved to a community where pets are not allowed. They took their last dollar, and they specifically searched for and they bought in a no-pet community. Would you still be in favor of forcing them to accept pets as their neighbors?
I think it's sort of a fallacious argument, because it would only make sense if there were lots of places where people could move with pets. The situation we have down here in the condos, and maybe a few other places in the country, there's some pockets like in Connecticut or New Jersey. It's really against the trend in the rest of the country where there are so many pets.
Right.
And why does a minority get to say no pets when most people want pets?
Yeah. Well, I guess, again, there's the question is, do they have the right to say, hey, I deliberately sought out a community where there's no pets. I put down my last dollar here. I don't want to live with dogs. Don't make me live with dogs. You know, I guess that's what we have here, you know, perhaps a clash of two rights, you know, the ADA versus, you know, your private ownership rights. But it's funny because as we're sitting here, and I'd love to hear what some of you guys think about this. I actually get an email that says, I can't believe that golden retrievers have bitten just as many people as pit bulls have.
More.
Really?
More. You have to check the statistics.
Really? So it's you don't take the position that they're just an off-the-wall breed, pit bulls?
No, because I have personal experience with pit bulls.
I'd like to chime in on this. I mean, I don't know what these statistics say, but I have to imagine more people have golden retrievers than pit bulls in this country. And while golden retrievers might bite more people than pit bulls, I'd like to know how many deaths have been attributed to golden retrievers in the past couple of years.
Yeah,
I'd imagine that statistic looks a little different versus the one with pit bulls.
Yeah, how many golden retrievers have been mistreated and taught to fight?
Right.
It really depends how they're raised.
Well, again, we love to hear from the dog owners out there. You know, let us know also what you think. Should pit bulls be banned? 866-610-NEWS. Again, 866-610-NEWS. I'd really like to get the feeling of the community in this regard.
You know, yeah, I think, you know, we've had lots of calls over the year
you know, regarding pets. And now's the time to chime in because we have an expert right here in the studio. So give us a call at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610, if you're out on the road, an AT&T wireless customer. We'll take a short break for news and come back and take your calls on condo craze and HOAs. We'll be right back.
In the next 10 minutes, 250,000 South Floridians will have to drive.
Crash southbound 95 from the westbound ramp to the Palmetto Expressway.
Traffic reports are here 24 hours a day because we're here to help you.
441, it's your alternate there.
News Radio 610 WIOD.
Good afternoon, it's 1230. I'm Randy Lance. Here's some of the stories we're following. The massive oil leak in the Gulf under control, but more oil may leak. We'll have the details coming up, but first, let's check in with Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Thanks, Randy. Southbound 95 in the Golden Glade. You have an accident there. Police on the scene. Also, Turnpike Extension northbound after Bird Road. Watch for that. We do have an accident there, too. 595 westbound at Davie Road in Broward County, a problem. And in Monroe County on the Overseas Highway northbound, mile marker 84 in Isla Mirada. We do have an accident there as well. Next update at 1 o'clock. I'm Terry Griffin. News Radio 610 WIOD 24-hour traffic.
With Beachwire Air in place across Miami, only a 30% chance for afternoon showers and storms today. Lots of sunshine, the high about 90, a little breezy today as well. Tomorrow afternoon looks like we've got a 50% chance for showers and storms, upper 80s. I'm Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WIOD.
And taking a live look at Doppler 610, look out at Central Broward, a couple showers moving on shore right now, 86 degrees in Dania Beach, 87 on Miami Beach, it's 1231. BP hoping to keep using its giant cork to block oil from reaching the Gulf of Mexico until they plug the blown-out well permanently. Federal officials say earlier the cap would be tested and then oil would be pumped through pipes up to the ships, which would collect it. Meanwhile, BP said that would require that oil be released for about 3 days to relieve pressure before the pipes were hooked up. BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttles saying today that no one wants to see more oil released into the Gulf. He says the cap could stay in place until mud and cement are used to plug the well for good. That cap has stopped the oil flow since it was put in place on Thursday. In other news, one person killed and several others injured after a trip to Universal turns tragic. It happened in Yeehaw Junction along the turnpike when a van rolled over. That van was on its way back to Deerfield Beach. 14 people were on board heading home. A Miami-Dade police officer who lost control of his cruiser, causing him to strike a guardrail, is in the hospital. A police statement says Sergeant George Perez had his emergency lights on while driving on the turnpike. He lost control of the car as he was driving to go around another car. He ended up crashing into that guardrail. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Units airlifting Perez to Ryder Trauma, where he is listed in stable condition. The 39-year-old Perez has been with the police department for 9 years. On the Democratic race for Senate, it's anybody's guess who will represent the party. Congressman Kendrick Meek says his opponent, billionaire Jeff Green, is trying to buy the nomination. Green entered the race just hours before the deadline to get on the ballot. He says Meek is a career politician, and that's the problem with D.C. Next update at 1 o'clock. I'm Randy Lance, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
You never heard this, not from Honda. 0% financing for 60 months. Announcing the unheard-of Honda clearance at Maruni. For the first time ever at Maruni Honda, drive select new 2010 Hondas with 0% financing for 60 months, including Accords, Civics, Fits, Insights, even Ridgelines. Or lease the new 2010 Honda Civic for $199 a month, sign and drive. Or a new 2010 Honda Accord, just $249 grand a month. Sign and drive. It's the unheard of Honda clearance going on now at Moroney Honda in Miami and Hollywood. Hurry, you may never hear this again. 0% financing for 60 months on select new Hondas or new Civics, $199 a month. Accords, $249 a month. Both sign and drive.
Who are you going to call? Moroney!
Visit MarooneyHonda.com. 36-month leases with approved credit, 16.67 per $1,000 financed.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back. It's Condo Craze and HOA, sponsored by attorney Eric Glazer, founder of Glazer & Associates PA Law Firm, helping associations throughout the state of Florida. We are taking your calls today at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610, if you're an AT&T wireless customer. Well, it seems that we have sparked a fire.
Right.
All right, let's get right to the phones. It's Dave in Boca. Hi, Dave. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi, first of all, great show. As far as the pitfalls and the comments going into the break, you know, it's not just pit bulls. It's I happened to hear a few years ago that female cockers were the number one biters in Palm Beach County. So I don't know if you can, you know, just aim at one particular breed. I have a quick question. If the association bylaws state that dogs must not be over 20 pounds and a dog appears that's living in the community weighing more than 20 pounds and someone, the association, wants to make an issue of it, how do you handle that? Do you get a scale out in the parking lot and start weighing dogs?
As silly as that sounds, Dave, the answer to that is yes. That's what a lot of associations do. I hate, you know, those types of rules in an association. Maybe it's, you know, have dogs or don't have dogs, but actually following dogs around with a scale seems somewhat silly sometimes. And yes, you know, what do you do if you know your dog is going to have to eventually be weighed in? Do you put the dog on a doggy diet the week before? You know, if you know it's coming, I don't know. Do you starve your animal that week so that you get to keep it?
Give him some doggy Dulcolax.
Right. So I'm not really in favor of it. But yes, the answer is it's quite commonly used in a lot of associations. But again, you don't think it's necessarily the pit bulls that have the problem. It could be any dog.
Could be any dog. And it's usually when there's a problem, you would imagine that it's the owner who is not training the dog that is really the problem, not necessarily the breed.
I'll be honest, and I'll go on record now. My neighbor moves next door to me with a pit bull. I'm sorry, my guard is up tenfold over the guy with the golden retriever on the other side of my house. That's how I'm going to be. I'm not going to be worried about the golden retriever, but I am going to be worried about that pit bull. But, Dave, thank you so much for that phone call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Can I weigh in on this?
Sure, please.
Certainly.
Do.
Oh,
okay, I think people concentrate on the wrong things. You know, the size of the dog and the breed of the dog aren't as important as the disposition of the dog, how well the dog is trained, and how responsible the owner proves to be.
I will agree with that. There I can tell you we are in agreement, because you can have a little chihuahua that's the most annoying thing in the world and keep your neighbors up all night, but you can have a great big Great Dane that might be quiet and not bothering anybody in the condo. So really, what in the world does size have to do with it?
Right, and all right, larger dogs have larger poop, but if they're picking up the poop, what difference does it make?
Exactly.
That was a whole nother show.
Right. You'd be surprised how many people we had calling about dog poop. But.
Oh, it was truly amazing. Let's talk to Tanya in Miami. Hi, Tanya. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi, yeah. I was calling because of the pit bull situation. I've had several pit bulls my whole life. I've been attacked 4 or 5 times by other dogs, golden retrievers, 2 German shepherds, and a mixed dog. One day I was at a park when I was a teenager, and I actually got over my dog fears because of a pit bull.
Really?
Sweetest dog I've ever met in my life. I was dating my boyfriend at the time I met him. He was a very calm dog. Actually, he made me feel calm. I mean, eventually I was at a point where he was sleeping on the bed with me, and then my husband and I got married, or my boyfriend and I got married, and now we have several pit bulls, and we train them all. We're trying to get them into the good canine citizen program.
Right.
And also to be service dogs. They're great with kids. I try to socialize them a lot. I take them out everywhere. Actually, my dog has a photo shoot next week for a good cause, a pit bull for pinups.
Pitbull for pinups.
Going on. Okay. Or pinup for pitbulls, actually. Oh, it's pinup. an association where they like to save rescued pitbulls or whatnot. I'm a little nervous, but I really feel strong about the pitbulls. I think it's very wrong to have a breed-specific law. Everybody's different. Everybody trains them different, and I agree 100% that it's the person that raises them and trains them on how they react.
Well, Maida is shaking her head. She agrees with you, obviously. I got to tell you.
I agree with her,
well,
too.
Well, then why is it then?
I'm 4'8", 80 pounds, and I can handle my dogs very well. They listen to me. If I say come, they come. If sit, lay down.
I don't got a problem. Tanya, let me ask you this, though. I don't got a problem being the bad guy here today. Why is it then? Then you always see that father or that mother on the news after a 2-year-old has been eaten up, and their line always is, "I have no idea. The dog has always been so great, the most calm, the most mild mannered, and it always seems to be a pit bull."
Because I deal with it. I deal with it in a lot of situations when I take my dogs to the park and when I take them to the beach. People just automatically want to run up to them and play with any dog, but you have to be aware. You step on a dog's tail, you step on your foot, you're going
to
react.
You know, I'd like to just chime in on this. You know, my family, we have a 16-year-old Maltese, and no matter how poorly we would have trained her and how vicious she would have been, she's not taking down a 2-year-old.
Right, exactly.
You know, certain dogs are just incapable of that.
Right, exactly.
Which is for any dog, not just specifically a pit bull. My friend has 6 golden retrievers, and every time I go to her house, it's a madhouse.
Yeah, but I guess the difference is what's got
jump and I mean those dogs are bigger than my dogs.
Yeah, I guess Tanya, though, the difference might be respectfully that at least with a pit bull, you know, you always read that the science say. Just hang on 1 second. The science behind it basically says that they have like 2,500 pounds per square inch in their bite. And Scott's right. A Maltese just don't have that.
Of course, it's a smaller dog. It's a smaller mouth. I have a 20-pound pit, or I have a 20-pound Boston Terrier mixed with a Chihuahua that has lived with my pit bull since they were weeks old, and they respect her. She's the queen bee. She is the top dog of the house, and it just depends on how you treat them and how you raise them.
Tanya, we thank you for your call, but we got to move on. All right, really, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Tanya. You know, I have to argue with you here a little bit, Eric. I mean, if you see a rotten teenager, whose fault is it? Is it the kid's fault?
No, it's normally the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Okay. Point taken. Okay, let's talk to Susan in Tampa. Hi, Susan. You're on Condo Craze at HOAs.
Hello, Eric. And I am in favor of the ban on pit bulls.
Aha, finally someone on my side. Right. Tell us why.
Oh, gosh, look at the time.
Tell us why, Susan. Oh, don't worry. We're going to give Susan all the time she needs.
Okay. I owned 3 Doberman Pinschers, and they were sweet, never a problem. But I would not allow my children to own a pit bull because I was scared. Well, the neighbor gave us a little baby red-nosed pit, and we said, we'll bring it up right, and it'll be okay because we'll treat it sweet. We called it Bambi. But that dog, just in his nature, you could hear his jaws clamp down. He would go for the jugular. It was horrible. So we ended up giving him to a junkyard.
Really? And this is from someone, again, who had 3 prior Dobermans. That's what you said you had, right?
Oh, yes.
But a pit bull was simply way too far, vicious and extreme for you, I take it.
Oh, yes. As sweet as we treated the dog, he was mean.
Right. Again, I agree. Some dogs just have it in their nature, and I'll stand up and I'll fight against the pit bull owners all the time. Just that's the way I feel about it. You see it far too often on the news. They seem to snap far more than the others' dogs do. But thanks for the call, Susan. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Susan.
I would want that particular dog out, but not say all pit bulls.
Right.
You know, if there is a dog that's going to bare its teeth after you have its tail down between its legs, I would avoid that dog.
Right,
you know,
right,
if you have a pit bull that's wagging its tail and ready to lick you and obviously friendly, that dog is fine.
Right. I got to tell you, there's a bunch of condos.
She named a boy dog Bambi.
Right.
Okay, that would make me mad.
Wasn't Bambi a boy?
Is that like a girl named Sue?
I would think so.
Wasn't Bambi a boy?
Was Bambi a boy?
I'm pretty sure.
Bambi was a boy. Anybody who knows the answer to that question, 866-610-NEWS, was Bambi a boy? I don't think so.
He had, like, the horns at the end.
Oh, I've seen some Bambis that, well, never mind. Give us a call if you'd like to chime in, 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397. star 610 if you're an AT&T wireless customer. We'll take a short break and come back and wrap it up on Condo Craze and HOAs.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
August 20th and 21st, welcome back a living legend, newly crowned Monster Jam World Champion, Gravedigger. Metro PCS presents the Advance Auto Parts Monster Jam. Summer Heat. Brought to you by Ford Trucks, four-time champion, Gravedigger, returns to Bank Atlantic Center to take on more of the best Monster Truck superstars. And kid seats are just $10. That's right, kid seats are just $10. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets, the Bank Atlantic Center box office, charge at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com. Tickets subject to convenience, facility, and handling charges. Kid seats $1 more day of show. Adult seats $2 more day of show. Three huge shows with newly crowned four-time world champion, Gravedigger. The Advance Auto Parts Monster Jam. Summer Heat. August 20th and 21st, only at Bank Atlantic Center.
There's a place where you feel like you're standing in the Rose Garden, ready to fire questions at the president. Well, until a thorn pricks you. Then it's back to reality. Here you have all access. iHeart Access. iHeart Radio.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
Storm coming? Batten down the hatches with Norris Shutter Up Latches, the easy and economical storm shutter fastening system. Hang it, lock it, done. For more information, go to shutteruplatches.com or call 800-54-NORSE. That's 800-54-N-O-R-S-E.
Beat the heat. Starting now through July 31st, swipe your Seminole Players card for a chance to win in the Yacht a Day giveaway. Visit SeminoleHardRockHollywood.com for details. Play hard.
Need a place where you can get away from it all? Breathe deep. Then the Glenn Beck Program is not for you.
Monday morning, live at 10. News Radio 610, WIOD.
It's Condo Craze and HOAs. Give us a call at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610, if you're an AT&T wireless customer. Well, we certainly opened up a can of, Alpo today. let's get back to the phones. It's Kevin in Plantation. Hi, Kevin. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hey, how are you?
How are you, Kevin?
Yeah, listen, I am totally for the ban of pit bulls, 100%.
Really? Tell us why.
Well, I've got a brother. Well, first of all, I was an HOA president for several years in Plantation. We had a house that had a couple of pit bulls, and there were some issues there. But I also have a brother who's who's in animal rescue. And what you have to do is you have to take a look at the breed of animal. It has nothing to do with the trainer, okay? You have an animal, a pit bull, which was bred primarily in the past to be an attack dog and not right. your guard dog like a Doberman or a German Shepherd.
Right.
These animals were bred to be vicious killers. Okay, they were bred to be beaten and to let go and just to be crowd controlled. They weren't supposed to be a controlled animal.
Now, did you say you have a relative who has some experience with this?
My brother.
What does he do?
He's an animal rescue.
Does he feel the same way?
Yeah, actually he does. I mean, he loves pit bulls too, and I personally love pit bulls. But the thing about it is the type of animal that you're dealing with, they are genetically predisposed to violent tendencies.
Right.
You don't know what sets them off. And these animals, the pit bull, has such a high acute sense of smell and everything else. You don't know what the trigger is. You could have a little girl sitting there, the daughter of the master of this animal, and all of a sudden, for some reason, she's feeling something, and those chemicals are going off in this girl, and this dog smells something. And right. something else can trigger him off, and that's all you need for this animal to go off.
All right, so Kevin, to cut to the chase, you're in favor of dogs and cats and community associations, however, in general, right?
In general, depending on the animal, yeah.
Right, okay, but you wouldn't have a problem with an association saying, hey, we're going to put in a pit bull ban, though?
I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Okay, well, that's how we'll count your vote. We appreciate it, Kevin.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks, phones Kevin. Are stacked, yeah, and we're just trying to get everybody in during before the show's up. Thanks again, Kevin.
Thanks for listening,
great.
Kevin.
No problem.
Let's go to Margate and talk to Tom. Hi, Tom. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yeah, I understand there's a federal statute on service animals in condos, and if the service animal gets, the person gets a letter from a doctor saying...
There we go, yeah. You hit it, Tom. And we actually, in the few minutes we have left, we're going to try to actually go down that route because, you know, while associations have always had the right to kind of put restrictions in on allowing pets or not allowing pets, with the help of the federal government, the rights of the owners to kind of control that restriction has been somewhat chipped away because there's new laws, or should I say HUD regulations, that prohibit
right.
associations from enforcing these types of restrictions in their documents. And all the owner needs to prove is that the animal provides some sort of emotional support to persons who have a need for emotional support. And interestingly enough, under these new rules adopted by HUD, the animals don't even have to have any specialized training like a seeing eye dog has. They only need to provide, again, emotional support to someone who's suffering emotionally because, as HUD puts it, emotional support animals by their very nature and without training may relieve depression and anxiety and help reduce stress-induced pain in persons with certain medical conditions affected by stress. But you know, here's what's funny and kind of crazy and ironic to me. As we all know, in a 55 and over community, the law actually allows the community to discriminate against children and prevent children from living at the property. So let's say a grandparent who lives in the community is suffering from depression because they just lost their own child. While the law still wouldn't allow that grandparent to have their grandchild move in with them, but the law would allow the child's dog to move in with the grandparents because, again, the owner would be allowed to have an emotional support animal. Well, what's your take on that, Maida?
Well, on the other side, grandchildren are always allowed to visit in that kind of community, but many condos won't let relatives visit with dogs, depriving elderly parents with that extra touch of unconditional love.
Yeah, well, what's your take on things, Tom? Should associations have a right to ban pit bulls from community?
Well, I think on the pit bull, the other caller was right. I think those dogs were bred for just exactly what they do. And why do they call them pit bulls? Because they originated to fight.
Right.
I agree with that. But I had a cousin in Arizona who raised pit bulls, and he had several pit bulls, and he had small children. As long as the dog stays in that environment, He said the dog was all right.
All right,
so if the dog went outside and a neighbor's chicken went in that fence, it was going to kill it.
Now, we're not in favor of raising chickens in your condo, so that's really not an issue here. But thanks for the call, Tom.
Thank you.
You know, if my neighbor in my condo had chickens, I'd be eating good.
Better than
you would. They would be disappearing. I wouldn't need a pit bull. But you know, I got to ask, how much of this is media hype?
I don't know. I don't think it's a lot of media hype. Again, I'm always thinking of, or I have visions in my mind.
You know,
the
being
parents,
in the media, yeah. I know how we do things.
I understand. I'm picturing the parents who are always on TV saying, we had no idea. The baby grew up with this dog for the last year or two years. We had no idea that the dog would actually eat her one day.
Right.
And we never expected it. But
This caller is a little bit off topic, but I really want to hear what he has to say.
Let's go.
And I think you're going to enjoy this. It's John in Miami. Hi, John. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you, John?
Real quick, John. We got about 3 minutes.
All right. I just want to ask you, you know, for the last 6 months, my neighbor's been just driving me crazy with all kind of music and, you know, whatever. And you know, for the last 6 months, I've been, like, turning my neighbor's power off, you know, just to try to stop him. I try everything. And now they're starting to find out about it. And, you know, I'm getting kind of worried a little bit. And I was wondering if I can get in trouble with the condo or the law or, you know.
Why do I feel like I'm getting punked?
Ashton Kutcher, is that you?
Needless to say, I certainly can't say anything else except don't turn your neighbor's power off, because you not only can get sued by him, but you can certainly get sued by the association and perhaps electrocute yourself. You know, I don't know what you're doing actually, but and you can wind up in serious trouble. Not only that, and criminally, there's no question in my mind that you can possibly face criminal charges. But if we're trying to stick to a certain topic here. So have you thought about getting a pit bull to deal with your neighbor and his music?
No, not really. But, you know, I talked to the police, and they said it's not really a law violation. It's a code violation. They can't really arrest me.
I'm sorry. If my neighbor turns off my electric, I'm going to the cops. And if the cops won't help me, I'm going over their head.
Well, sir, do you live in a condominium?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you can actually sue your neighbor for what's called nuisance under the condominium statute. And if you call the office, Eric can help you with that tomorrow.
Right. Yeah,
give us a ring, 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE. We don't do criminal law, so don't get arrested between now and then for turning your neighbor's power off. But we got to grab the next call, John.
All right, thanks.
All right, John.
Okay. Hey, just quickly want to talk about what's going on next week. We're going to be with Representative Carl Domino, and Mr. Domino, again, he's running for Senate against Ellen Bogdanoff. And if you recall, Ms. Bogdanoff was the sponsor of all the new condominium and HOA legislation. So we would certainly love to hear what he has to say next week.
Yeah, okay. that would be great. John has a callback to our first caller today. Hi, John. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. I'm a little perplexed with that $500,000 assessment. If they're putting it on the maintenance for 5 years, that means that they don't need the money now, or do they have the money and they just want to replenish it? And if so, is that legal? And if they put it on the budget, does that have to be a line item for something specific?
Don't know. Well, again, if we're going back, that caller also said that the bank was taking out, that the association was taking out a loan from a bank. So I guess that assessment that's going to be built into the monthly maintenance each month over the next 5 years is probably a repayback provision for the bank loan. That's probably what it's for.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the call, John.
Thanks, John.
Okay. Well, obviously stirred the pot this week again.
Never fails, does it? Never fails.
But I'm on the side of the fence where I'd rather be more cautious in terms of disallowing pit bulls than allowing them in the first place. And I can tell you, if I'm a condo president, at least that's how I feel. I'd want to err on the side of caution. I know, maybe that you may disagree, but I thank you very much. And I know there's a whole host of other things that we actually wanted to get into today that we didn't have time for, but you are welcome back anytime that you may be available at your convenience. It was great having you.
Thank you so much.
And Scott, how'd it go your first week?
It was fun.
Well, we didn't let him talk.
Well, we have to control him.
We do?
This guy off, and he just, you know.
He sounds like he's been on the radio before.
Yeah, no,
he's got that booming voice, but. You know, maybe you and I and Christy can do a show, and we'll leave Eric home one night. Right.
Oh, then it would be like our law office.
Ouch. So you got your resume up to date and everything? Wish you well in future endeavors and all that other stuff. Once again, that's all the time we have for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Condo Craze and HOAs, we always stir the pot. We'll be back to stir it some more next Sunday starting at noon. It's Condo Craze and HOAs.
The talk you want, the news you need.
News Radio 610 WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Streaming live 24/7 at WIOD.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Randy Lance. Here are some of the stories we're following. With tests indicating the new cap has stopped the oil leak in the Gulf, BP is hoping to keep it in place. We'll have the details coming up. But first, let's check in with